faced a challenge that looks like, well, some great big hairy monster, and you've thought to yourself, I can't do this. I just can't go this alone. It turns out that there's a good reason for that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at your relationship with God from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus so that you can be all that He created you to be. This week on the program, we're taking a look at some real close encounters. Close encounters between God and His people. So often, we seem to get kind of, I don't know, lost in the jungle of life. And we're doing and we're walking and we're talking and we're doing more stuff and coping with this and that and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, we look up and think, hang on a minute, where am I? Where's God? Or we feel as though we have something really difficult ahead of us and we wonder, is God going to be with me through this? Perhaps we've seen God do some mighty things in the past, but this next thing, wow, it looks so hard. It's so daunting. It's so, I can't do this on my own. And that's what we're going to have a look at today, through the eyes of a man called Moses. A man in his 80s who'd been through some real wilderness experiences in his life. And now, God was calling him to lead his people through the wilderness for 40 years to the promised land. Now, that was a really tough ask. And not surprisingly, Moses wanted to know, well, God, are you going to be with me in this? Because this is really, really hard. Have you ever had that experience that the thing that lies ahead looks so daunting, so impossible, so scary? Maybe we have seen God do some mighty things in the past, and yeah, we look back at those and we draw some strength from them. That's where we get our faith from. We go through some difficult things, God shows up, He does some really amazing things, and our faith grows. And so the next time we face a challenge, well, we've got more faith to cope with that because God put it there. But you know, sometimes even that isn't enough because, well, okay, God was in that last thing. He did show up. I know that. But is He going to be in this next thing? Because this next thing is like a great big hairy monster of a thing that I've got to get through and I just can't do this one. Perhaps you can tell from the tone in my voice, I know this stuff firsthand because I seem to spend my life in this place. I used to look at people like Joyce Meyer and Bayless Connolly on the TV, and these are great and mighty preachers, and they look so successful, and I never gave it a thought that for God to put them in that place, they'd have to go through some really tough faith challenges along the way. When we stepped out into this ministry, into Christianity Works, doing these programs, I never imagined how hard some of the times would be. There seemed to be faith challenge after faith challenge after faith challenge, and either you collapse under the weight of all that stuff, or there's got to be another way. We're going to spend some time with a guy called Moses now to look at that other way, because it's not about going it alone. Moses had been through some really miraculous things. I mean, he was the man that God used to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery. And God did some miracles against Egypt and against Pharaoh. He did an amazing miracle to part the waters of the Red Sea and then to drown the Egyptian army. So amazing things happened, and Moses had seen all of this stuff. Now, when we meet Moses in this story, he's been through that. But he's also been in the desert for a while now with the people of Israel. And he's discovering that this is an incredibly difficult task. These people are really tough to lead and manage. And Moses is starting to wonder whether he's up for it. And so he goes to God. Let's have a listen. Exodus chapter 33. Moses says to the Lord, you've been telling me lead these people, but you haven't let me know whom you will send with me. You've said to me, I know you by name, and you've found favor with me. If you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember, this nation is your people, God. And the Lord said, Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses says to him, well, if your presence doesn't go with us, for goodness sake, don't send us up from here. How will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord says to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. And Moses said, but show me your glory, God. And then the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see my face and live. So the Lord God said, there is a place nearby where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face you must not see. What's going on in this story? Moses is starting to get the wobbles. Okay, you said all this stuff. You made all these promises, God, but who's going to help me? I can't do all this. This is too much for me to carry. And God says, I am the answer. I'll go with you. I'll help you. This is powerful stuff because Moses is looking for someone to help him. And God says, well, actually, I will be your helper, my very presence. And you read the story, and the presence of God traveled with them those 40 years, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, over the tabernacle, the tent, the visible presence of God. And God says, I will be with you. And Moses says, okay, I hear God. But will you show me, right now, will you show me your glory? Will you show me your presence? And so God says, look, I'll pass before you, but you can't look on me and live. See, if you read the story of the Exodus, you discover that God was on that journey with Moses and his people every step of the way. But Moses here is caught between a rock and a hard place. He's seen the miracles that God's done. He's discovered that leading these Israelites through the desert is a pretty tough gig. And he doesn't want to go forward unless God is with him. And Moses is so typical of what you and I go through. Will God be with us in the future? See, this is a question that can only be answered in one way. Can I experience, God, your glory and your presence right now? I know you've done things for me in the past, but Moses wanted to see the presence and the glory of God then and there so he would have the assurance in his heart that God was going to be with him. That's what this was about. Moses was looking for the present assurance of God's future power. And if he couldn't have that, he said, well, God, just don't send me. Let's not go. What a great attitude. So often we want something, whether or not God wants it. But here Moses is saying, unless you're in this, God, I just don't want it. I don't care what the other people think about me. I'll walk away. But if you're not in it, I'm out of here. If you're in it, I'm in it too. You know what I learn here about God? He is going to ask me and ask you to do some scary things. There are going to be times when we doubt our ability to do them, and that's not a bad thing. And it's in those times that the only place of assurance is the presence of God. Lord, show me your glory, was the cry of Moses. We want to either know that we have the strength in ourselves to do it, or we just give up. But Moses, on the other hand, said, well, God, so now what? How am I going to do this? And God said, I will do it. And Moses said, what I need right now is a close encounter with you, God. You know, I reckon Moses was onto something. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.